There. Okay. Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh. Please forgive my voice. I'm like super tired. I don't know, you know, trying to hang out, be young this weekend. It's just, it doesn't work well with me, you know, after you turn 43 and all. Trying to hang out with younger people, and you guys know who you are. Oh my gosh, I'm like kind of tired, but anyway, what's going on, everyone? I haven't talked to you in a while, right? You know, gotta do some self-care, take some time off, but I'm back. So let me get my paper, because you know I'm like an organized nerd, right? Well, some people appreciate it. Some don't. Some think I'm like nitpicking. But hey, I'm sorry about that. Okay. So, gosh darn it, Jiminy Cricket. All right. It's going to be hard for me to respond to you guys if you say something. What's up, Glenn? Oh my gosh. What's up? Man, I cannot stay up that late. I want to talk to you and your girlfriend at your show. Oh my gosh. Man. Oh. So, yeah. You're going to have to email me those times again, because I know you said midnight. But, oh my gosh, it's a struggle for me to stay up past, like, 10 o'clock. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we do. We do, because I got, like, some crazy stuff I want to talk about. But, yeah. So, anyway, let me get through this today. Today, we'd like to talk about, she's happy to have it earlier. Thank you, because that would be so cool to have it earlier. Oh my gosh, I'm so struggling right now. And I think I went to bed. No, I can't remember what time I went to bed. But again, I'm trying to act young, so yeah, it's hard. You try to hang out with young people. I can't do it. So today we're going to talk about like being the biggest critics of ourselves and holding ourselves back. So this won't take too long, because I know we have to get up and go and do stuff. Young people are the thing. Young people are tiring. Yeah, they are, you know. I haven't had like a good night's rest since 2008, and that was when my first child was born. After that, it's just been out of the window. Like, you have to take it whenever you can, because, oh my gosh. Oh, we won't even go there. That's another topic for one of our times. But, okay, so let's go ahead. What is a critic? So, a critic is one who often engages professionally in analysis, evaluation, appreciation of works, art, or music. You know, a critic can just basically give their opinion on anything. They judge things. You know, they try to tell you the truth. They try to tell you what's beautiful, what's not. There's many types of critics, but I narrowed down on four. And so the first one is a film critic. You know, somebody that critiques movies, a literary critic, someone that critiques books, articles, literature, and then a food critic, which I would love to do like professionally, but I don't see how those people do that and like don't fall out from like having, I don't know, hardened arteries or something. Like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. I would love to do that. I know you don't like, but I would just like to taste it. I wouldn't be a good one, because I'd say everything tastes good, especially if it was sweet. Because I have like a sweet tooth. Like I just, it's hard. They can't cook. Oh, well. Yeah. You guys should try some of my cooking. I don't know how I've been married for 14 years. I think he's not telling me the truth on how he feels about my cooking, but hey, it works, right? It's food. So, you know, my favorite would be like critiquing chocolate. What's that? Sandwiches? Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. You know, as long as I don't have to heat it up, I'm cool. I still have trouble making like a grilled cheese sandwich, which is crazy, but yeah. So like, critiquing chocolate, I could so be a chocolatier because that's like my thing. Like, I'm really into sweets. Like, yeah, I really like that, which is not good. I think that runs in my family because my dad is into that, his twin brother, and yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, just critiquing that, let's say it takes a bit longer, but less chance of burning it. Medium heat. Yeah, I've tried to do some chocolate, you know, watching cooking shows kind of inspires you and everything. But yeah, sometimes it just doesn't turn out the same way. So the main thing that I want to talk about is self-criticism. So self-criticism involves how an individual evaluates themselves or oneself. And what happens when we criticize ourselves, like extremely hard? It has the, oh snap, crackle pop, did I do that? It has the capability to make us depressed. You know, it can damage our self-esteem. What else can self-criticism do? It can make us doubt who we are. Yeah, and that's true. Honesty is okay, but you got to remind yourself that we're still ourselves. Yeah. We do have to be honest with ourselves. You know, like self-criticism can, if you have children, it can doubt your parenting. You know, like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, should I do that? Should I allow that? How will that, you know, make my kid turn out like 20 years from now? Like, you know, yeah, you have to love yourself too. So, I mean, self-criticism, it can be a good thing, but it can also be a harmful thing. And when you do it a lot to yourself, you can become vulnerable and start to believe other people's opinions about yourself. And it can hold you back from achieving the goals that you are trying to meet for yourself. You know, so self-criticism goes hand in hand with holding yourself back. So when we criticize ourselves, we never allow for personal growth, which is really hard to do. Oh, come on. But you know, it starts off sad, but it gets really happy. But this is stuff that we think about, right, Glenn? I mean, we do overly criticize ourselves. We are like our hardest critics. You know, and we have to start to give ourselves credit for that because we never allow ourselves to reach the full potential. And I know I'm not the only one that thinks about this stuff because I've been really, you know, talking to people and listen to how they've grown up and they've been extra hard on themselves, and people feel it when they're down and give them like bad you know, advice, and they end up taking it, and you know, their life doesn't end up the way they pictured it to be because they took someone else's advice. So yeah, you know, what do you say? I give myself 90% of my ego and turn around the critic elf, that's funny, and toss it out. So like, there's this commercial. I don't know if you guys watch these little Geico sequels, but it's the Pinocchio when the guy's like, I bet you didn't know Pinocchio was, a horrible motivational speaker. And, you know, Pinocchio is like, I look around in this room and I see untapped potential. And he's like, you've got potential. You've got potential. His nose starts growing. He's like, oh boy. I love that commercial. It's so funny. So a lot of us don't want to believe that we have potential. We shouldn't make Pinocchio's nose grow, okay? We have to believe in ourselves. And like I said, we can critique what we're doing, but let's not be unrealistically hard on ourselves. When you have low self-esteem, you kind of fall for anything, any kind of person. You allow others to think for you, and they may not have your best interest. So that is like, oh, you're going to have to tell me what that is. Your inspiring relationship analogy. Please let me know. That's like a recipe for disaster. And, you know, again, I love sweetness. We don't want to be salty all the time. Okay. So we have to think about that. We have to take it at a stride and not be so hard, you know. So I'm thinking about, like, what can we do? What is this? Oh, okay. Yeah, Glenn, we're going to have to talk about that one with the sundae and your partner being the toppings. Yeah, we'll talk about that one on a Friday or Saturday, because that sounds really interesting. I'm all down for that. What's up, Doug? So, how can we calm down and change our thinking? Well, we can acknowledge that we are hard on ourselves. Like I said, it's good to push our limits, right? Meditation. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And don't fall asleep when you're meditating, because, you know, that can happen. But yes, meditation. We can acknowledge that we are hard. And so what I like to do is do like a self-reflection and put write down a why list. Mood increasers. Yeah. So write down a why list from everything that's good to bad about yourself. List. And also make sure you put down those distorted thoughts of like why you think, you know, really bad about yourself. It's very key to acknowledge those. And then you read them and you can cancel out those thoughts. You can kill those thoughts and give yourself back the power. Because if we let those negative thoughts take over, then we will be overly critical of ourselves and we will never allow ourselves to grow. So just take a look at that. Push yourself within your limits. Build up to it. Don't just jump into a volcanic decision and hope that, you know, everything will be okay and then over-criticize it. So again, I'm a planner. Let's start planning, you know. But we're just going to have to hit those distorted thoughts head on. And for every bad distorted thought that you write down two positive things about yourself too. Believe it. Don't be unrealistically hard on yourself. You have to keep it together, you know. Because it's if we continue, the bad in our head can take over. Our minds are extremely powerful. I'm not saying let's meditate until we levitate everything and we're flying to work, although that would be nice. It's environmentally safe, right? But let's just start thinking about the things that we're saying in our head and being realistic. Like, you know, just list it down. I like to do that sometimes, especially like when you're in a relationship, like, why should you leave? Why should you stay? What's good? What's bad? You know, just listing things out, it really, really helps. So like I said today, you guys, I don't know if I said it, I think I did. This show's going to be really short. And so in conclusion, as my son always writes in his paper, he's 11, okay? I'm all for pushing ourselves to limits, but let's do it responsibly, okay? Let's not do it and, like, you know, write something down that's just that Superman couldn't accomplish. Let's not do stuff like that. And what are you saying, Glenn? So as soon as an example, what are two things you like? Words, yeah, exactly. Two things you don't like, you know, like write down your accomplishments, because if we do some self-evaluation, we'll find out that we have accomplished a lot. Or you're asking, well, so like one thing I would say, that's a good one. That's going to take some time. That's like a Friday one. What can we write down? And oh, it's kind of personal. So I don't know. You guys email me, you know, let me know. Because that can be kind of personal if you don't really want to talk about that on the air. So we'll come back to that question because that's awesome. Yeah, I bet you are, Glenn. Ha ha ha. So kill those distorted thoughts that hold you back. Okay, that's what we have to do. Push yourself to your limits, but do it responsibly. Love who you are. Give yourself credit for what you're doing. Like, okay, I'll give you one. So, you know, you're thinking about like, wow, my life is a wreck. You're 55 and what have you accomplished over your life? Like nothing. I have nothing. Like just think about it. Maybe you're a homeowner now. Maybe you've accomplished things in your educational piece. Maybe you have helped put your children through college or something. You know, it's just some things that you have accomplished. And you want to stay positive and accomplish some more things, you know, but you have to acknowledge what you've done in the past. And if it didn't turn out exactly the way you want it, then you have to learn from your mistakes. You know, that's all I'm saying. Yep, stay calm. You have a sense of humor, right? Your ability to remain, what's that, stressful inability to remain, oh, in stressful situations, right? And so, you know, you need to work on engaging with your emotions. And that's awesome because a lot of people don't want to admit that, you know? So, I mean, we just have to take it slow. Let's be responsible. Learn from our mistakes and move on. Don't wallow in self-pity. It's not a good look for anyone at all. So, like I was saying before, learn how to love yourself. Then love others. And leave the ones alone that don't love themselves enough to do a self-evaluation. There's nothing wrong with doing self-evaluations. Let's not focus on those distorted thoughts. Kill those thoughts. Get them out of your head. But if you're constantly around people that are just horrible and that don't love themselves, it's time to leave them alone. Let's see what you've been working on opening up. Yeah. We always have to work on opening up more, right? But we have to open up to the right people. Because you want to be able to trust those people. Open up to someone you can confide in and have fun with. Even the ones that like to keep you up late and make you act young. And I'm paying for that right now. Yeah, that's what you have to do. So these are the kind of people that you want in your corner, you know, that can get you out of that self-criticism slump. Because, you know, we don't want to stay there. I'm just saying that maybe you'll find some friends that, you know, will love chocolate as much as yourself, and you guys have a lot in common, and date night. Oh gosh. Date night. What's that? After you have children, it's so hard to get a date night in. Woo! But yeah. Yeah, I'm hurting. It's something like that. But anyway, it brings me to the end of the show. Thank you guys for being such good participants in that. Hey, Odd One, what's up? So, I don't know. I'm going to think of something else for us to talk about for next Monday. We were talking about like self-love and everything, and I don't know, maybe we need to talk about the difference between love and lust. Is everything okay? No, Odd One, everything is not okay. I'm like hurting right now because I'm so tired. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so Odd One, what's up? Yeah, I was just telling everybody earlier that, you know, when you try to hang out with young people and they stay up past 9:30, it kind of hurts you. Okay, that's right. I can do it. I'll be strong. Okay. Oh, you're tired of university exams? Oh my gosh, I remember those days. But like I said, I'm getting my behind kicked right now because I'm trying to do a dissertation, which I fell asleep with last night too. Oh my gosh. So I completely understand those university exams. But back in my day when I was in college, we didn't have like Starbucks or anything. I mean, we had stuff like no doze, or we would stay up late in our rooms until our eyes were so crossed. We like would forget what we studied. Who's like, oh, this is over my, you're over your educational level with all that stuff. Like, oh my gosh, that's so tiring. I enjoyed college. It was so much fun. But would I do it again? Probably not. I'd go back for the party. So, I mean, that was, hey, and I did learn. You know, my major was psychology and my minor was bartending. Yeah, I would definitely do that again. But anyway, getting back to this. So, yeah, maybe we'll talk about the difference between lust and love. I don't know. We'll think. The best times are about the university. Heck yeah, because you're at that point where you're not really an adult. You are an adult, but... you know, especially if you live on campus, you know, so you can still act like a old teenager. So, yeah, that's good. Have you heard of the Love Lines, Dr. K? No, I need to tune into that one. I want to see that. So, last thing I wanted to say, would you say it airs at 6 p.m.? Okay. Send me the name of that person, because I wanna tune into that on Podbean. Okay, Dr. K. Okay. Yeah, send that in. I wanna take a screenshot of that. And that's early enough for me. 6 p.m. Yeah, I'm still awake. Yeah, so that's good. So anyway, brings me to a conclusion. You guys remember, always love who you are. Reach your goals. Break the unbreakable. Stop the unstoppable. Go to my website. Leave me a comment. I love to talk. Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, let me send you my email real quick. Oh, wow. I'm like dead. There's no life. I can't type. Positive ECS at gmail.com. Uh-oh. Wait. There I go. Positive ECS at gmail.com. All right. I put that in there. So, yeah, email me that. You do try to love who you are. You do that, odd one. Love who you are, because if we don't love ourselves, then other people won't love us. You know, like, you have to do that. Self-care, love yourself. That makes life a whole lot easier because you accept yourself, you know? You have to. You have to love yourself first. I mean, that's how we let other people in our lives. You know, we have to acknowledge who we are, because then we start that whole self-hate thing, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, we start to criticize ourselves like super hard, you know, if we don't love ourselves. And that's why I always finish it like, love who you are. That's right, Glenn. You have to love you better than anyone else. I mean, it sounds selfish, but you know, if you have children or you're in a relationship or anything, like, you have to love yourself first, because other people feel that. They feel your energy, you know, they feel everything that you do. Like, when you walk into a room, they can feel that whole aura. They can feel like, oh gosh, I need to stay away from that person. Or if you're, like, you know, a happy person or whatever, like, they feel it. So love yourself first. What's up, Will? You're just going to come in? You're not going to say what's up to me? What? Oh, wow. You said hi to Glenn. Oh, yeah. What's up, Will? I know what's up, Ashley, or nothing. But, oh, he's up late. Yeah. Oh, hi, too. Hi. Okay, good. Well, thank you. All right, you guys. So anyway, it's been super fun. I enjoy the participation. Email me. Check me out. PositiveECS.com. Oh, you're cooking pancakes? Okay. Yeah, I need to do something. But, you know, I got to get up and go to work and do some adult things. Oh, my gosh. Otwin, where are you? It's 3 p.m.? Where are you? Here. Where are you at? Yeah. That's, man. Ooh, 3 p.m. already. And so, can I guess? Oh, you want me to guess? Oh, my gosh. Well, it's like 6:30 a.m. here. And you're asking me to use my brain that early in the morning. Let me see. China? Am I off too bad? I know it can't be the UK, because you're... No. Okay. It can't be the UK, because you guys are just like 6 hours ahead of us. So. It can't be Paris either. Or I want to say, like, what, Middle East somewhere? I'm right about the continent. Okay. And Middle East. Okay. What's up? I had to get out there because, you know, I like hot weather. I like dry heat. Like, I love it to death. Much better than, what is it? I got booted. Sent you. What? Sent you. That's okay. Guess the country. Oh, you want me to guess the country? Okay. Well, send me the screenshot of that so I can do it. You said Dr. K. What country? Let's go with, where's the UAE? Indonesia. No. UAE. What? Qatar. Is that good? Did I say it right? Qatar. No. No, Glenn. Bahrain. Is that? I think that's a city. Where's Doha? Doha is in Qatar, right? So I need to keep going. Iran, keep going. India. Oh no, odd one is trying to get me to guess which country. And using my brain this early in the morning is like super hard right now. No, it's not a country. Okay. I'm trying to picture the whole map. Oh, Glenn knows you will. Oh, okay. I don't know. I give up. Tell me. Odd one. I mean, Turkey. Oh, I didn't think about Turkey. I like to go there too. Oh, nowhere near. Oh, okay. Well, gosh darn it, Jiminy Cricket. Don't make me pull out my map, because I will. I will pull out my map. You know, you're not going to tell me? No? Okay. Well, anyway, guys, since I1 is not going to tell me where they are calling from, I mean, Glenn and I, we're trying to guess, right? We said Turkey, and then, okay, so it's not an Arab country. Albania. No, but you said Middle East. You're hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry too. I'm hungry for some more sleep. Okay, so anyway, oh, wait. Let me say it starts with an I. I said Iran, right? Iraq? What other countries start with an I? Iran. I know I said that, right? What's up, man? It's 3 p.m. over there. Yeah, send me some sunshine. Is it sunny over there? Does it snow there? I'm sure it does in the hills, right? It snows everywhere. That's the third person. Yeah, I know. I think I've run into like two as well. I think that's cool. Some days ago. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I'd like to visit there. I mean, I'm all down with that. I like collecting stamps on my passport. You know, gotta do it. But it's freezing. Okay. Oh, you 100% guessed that? Yeah, sure, Turkey. Okay, guys. No, seriously, but I'm going to go. We will hook up next Monday and we'll talk about some things. Glenn, we got to get together and talk to you guys for your show. Where am I from? I'm from the West Coast. West Side? I'm from California. So, yeah, now I'm located on the East Coast. I don't know. Do you guys think that East Coast people are nicer than West Coast people? I think West Coast people are nicer. I don't know. Maybe it's because we like the sun and, you know, we're just like full of vitamin D, and then you come to the East Coast and people are kind of cold. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Let me know. How far we are. I know, right? We are like so far. Oh, she's from Cali. That's why you get up. Of course. Northern California right here. Bay Area. Yeah, so I know. It's just amazing what technology can do. Yeah, people are beautiful everywhere. That's so true. That's very true. You know, but I've met some really nice people out here on the East Coast. But yeah, I prefer, they're kind of ugly, but I do prefer West Coast. Because they're a little bit nicer, more genuine, more true. you know, versus the East Coast. I went to, where did we go? We went to Massachusetts. Yeah, because we went to that witch museum. It's the weed. Oh, get out of here. It probably is, though, really. Stone people can't be rude. Well, hey, man, people on the East Coast, you guys need to get with it, man. Don't let the cops snatch your crops. But this lady, she was like, oh, I could tell you're not from here because you're nice. I'm like, what? Like, who doesn't like to smile and say hello to people, right? Oh, you're still rude when you're, well, you just need some food. That's all. You just probably have the munchies. That's it. Glenn. You're hangry? Yeah, I'm getting hangry now too. Okay, but for real, guys, you guys are so fun. Let me go. Remember, love who you are. Take care of yourself. Glenn, email me, okay? Send me that and send me your times that you're going to be on. If you guys do an earlier show, let me know because, oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, because I want to call in and so we can act silly and stuff and talk to your girlfriend since we're both from the West Side. Yeah. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. I won. Stay in touch. Okay. Yeah, please do. I mean, at least just one time, just let me know. Or, you know, I can suffer and I will stay up and force myself to have fun. I'll do that. But I'm going to be hurting the next day. Just want to let you know. All right. What'd you say? What are you reading? Oh, what am I reading? Oh, let me tell you. I do Audible. Okay, recommend a book. Well, I haven't started the Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama. That's one that I was going to start. But I've been reading like, what have I been doing? These days, well, I'm not even going to tell you about what I'm reading because you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's just like nasty, Ashley. Like, what's really going on in your mind? Okay, I'm going to take this call and then I'm going to go. What's up? Who is this? Let's connect. Hello? Are you there?
Hello. How are you?
Hold on. Let me stop this real quick. Okay. Hello? Are you there? Oh, they hung up. That was, you're reading Animal Farms. Oh yeah, I read some smut. So yeah, I'm not even gonna share that with you guys because you'll be like, oh my gosh, Ashley. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, you know, likes to read stuff that's different. You know, I just happen to like books like 50 Shades of Grey. So hey, it's all cool, right? Oh my gosh, yes, of course, you know, because West Coast people, we like happy love stories, you know, and even if it does involve like fuzzy handcuffs and stuff, we like stuff like that, right? Okay, yeah, Glenn, with a whole bunch of that. So anyway, guys, for real, I'm leaving now. It's past time, so stay in touch. We'll all hook up. I'll do this next Monday. And send me some emails on what you think that we should talk about because it's really cool to have fun in the morning. So remember, love who you are. Don't be overly critical of yourself. Reach your goals. You can also, when a good book. Yeah. Yeah, you guys recommend me a book. When will be the next live? I'd say around this time next Monday. I'll try to come on a little bit earlier. I got up kind of late. So, yeah, probably around 5:30, 6. I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah. But anyway, you guys email me positiveecs@gmail.com. Check out my website. That okay. I'm gonna have to check that out. I like books on tape, Audible. It's like, who has time to sit down anymore, right? And just like read in the corner. I don't. I'm always on the move. So yeah. Let me screenshot that. Yeah, audiobooks. I have to do that. I'm going to screenshot that too. Okay. All right, guys. So I'll talk to you next Monday. Remember, love who you are. And see you soon. Bye. Let me type that up in there. Bye. All right, guys. Bye.